We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simen Shin Ches, Shin Hey, discussing what could an animal go with out to the street on Shabbos, Sif Yud Beis, on Tzadik Vav Meraf. They say it's a Bechaisam. An animal should not go out with a seal, a signet, whether it's on its neck, whether it's on its garment. Whether it's on its garment. Even though it's woven like tough or stitched onto his garment, to like the maker to be concerned that you might get this detached and you might come to carry it. Falach, even to us, it's forbidden. The Gazru Arug, they made a decree, even the case when it's woven, utter in Arug, because of a case that it won't be woven. Sifri Gimel, in a Gomel Yetim Bimutoltelis. A camel cannot go out with a Mutoltelis. What is that? Who can make car cotton? It's like this small pillow, that you put beneath his tail. I feel like sugar the biznava, even if it's tied onto his tail, Elm can hoise the sugar biznava only if it's tied onto his tail, and ubechatai tartai, and on its hump, oi bishulyasa, or on its amniotic sac. Says Mishbusukat Membov, feel like sugar, even if it's tied, the shemanava, because it might fall, even if it's tied onto the tail, vassal too, you're going to come to carry it. When it's tied onto two of these entities, then we have the shabbat and tightly fastened. Well, enough, it's not going to fall. But so too, regarding its shilya, even the kavla, it's going to be painful for it. With this, the baby the sack is coming out. It's not going to push either way to get it detached, and therefore it's going to stay attached. So cut mem zayin. There's like this hump that the camel has on their backs. You tie it onto the two of them, the tail and that. So then we're not concerned that's going to fall. So if you doubt, like teitzis from behim, but no animal should go out like akud b'leirogel. Pidush, akud. What does that mean? Like the akedim, shekayish yoda achas emragel, that you tie one hand with one foot. Ragel, and what's ragel? How do you know that? Shekayish achas emragel, klap b'mali. You just tie one foot on itself towards the top, up which leitelech elah shoshagam. That only three legs are available, so it cannot go out either way of one of these. Simkat memchas yoda achas v'chulum. So it said that. Akud is you tie one foreleg with a hind leg. Because from all this, there's a great pain to the animal, and therefore it's considered as a load that it's carrying, meaning this binding. Some right, maybe the rope is going to fall, Maisla is going to come to carry it, and that's the concern. The Sharatzi in this mem dalet says that's from the Shachan Acharav, which is Rav, and according to them, it's difficult. Why is it permitted when you tie both the forelegs? And maybe because there it's more tightly fastened. It says Mishbur further, he says, Vedavki the achas. Now specifically, if you tie one foreleg with one hind leg, but if you tie the two forelegs or the two hind legs with each other, that it doesn't run away, like they do for the horses when they're grazing. But then you're allowed to go out with that, then it's like that's considered protection. We'll have a master now. Now, that's not considered like whatever you tied it with as a load. Because I'll bring it to Simon, like we said in the beginning of the Simon. Siv Tezvav. The Yikshu Gemal Mzechazet. Should not tie camels one after the other. Behu Taifis, and he's holding on to Ba'afzer Rishon onto the first halter, the first leash. Bekul Mishach Mayodah, and they're all being drawn through that one after another. Taifis, Kama Afzer Gemal Mbiyodah, but if he's holding on to independent leashes, independent halters, all of them in this one hand, mut is permitted. Some would say it's forbidden even in such a case. And it was not permitted. Only take a one animal independently. And he's pulling it by a rope. It says, don't tie one camel that's tied to another one that's tied to another one. You're pulling the first one, all being pulled like a train. Because that looks like you're going to sell them in the marketplace. My time for this reason, I feel like Shemir Shabbos, even if it was typing before Shabbos, it's still forbidden to pull them. That's Yeshmisha Iser, the whole opinion of the Yeshmisha Iser that says that actually, no, even independently, you can't have 20, like these 20 camels and you're holding each one independently. Who, this really, they hold the Gambazesh Echatamanah that, okay, if you're taking many, even if they're independent leashes, it still has the same concern. That's only an independent opinion. All the halakha authorities disagree on him. They don't be concerned with the second opinion, and just you could take out independently with separate halters. Someone takes out an animal to the street on Shabbos. He's pulling it with a halter. So Chalizah has to be careful that the edge of the rope should not be coming out from beneath his hand. Tefach lamata, hand breath beneath. The dummy, because that looks like Kimish Nais Breath, as if he's carrying the rope in his hand. It doesn't look like as if it's the halter of the animal. The yosa should not leave a lot of the rope between his hand and the animal, that it shouldn't weigh down the rope. Ad shaloi, or the yosa actually is, until it reaches to a hand breadth of the ground. What do you do if it's very long? So then wrap it around the neck of the animal, but you can't have it obviously too long. Sivkat nun. So he said that if be careful that the edge of the rope is not coming out from out of his hand, a tefach lamata. But if it is coming out one tefach from his hand, also he did not do any prohibition. Only be coming out two hand breaths. But in practice, one should be initially stringent. Says the Gemara that even one hand breath should not be coming out from his hand. And moreover, it shouldn't leave too much from the rope between his hand and the animal, that it shouldn't weigh down. So Tzorach Lema says Mishbur Achi Yigia, that until it's going to reach a handbreadth from the ground. But the reason is the Shigia is a Makhlaritz, because when it reaches close down to the ground, but now the rope that you're holding doesn't look like as if you're pulling the animal, because it looks like it's just dragging on the ground. The Yemutter, that it should be permitted, that, oh, because it's protection of the animal, it doesn't look like that. It looks like it's just a load. And therefore, make sure it's not weighing down. Make sure you can see that it's pulling the animal. Sif Yud Zayin. In Chamor Yitzhi B'Mardaz, a donkey cannot go out with a saddlecloth. If it's not tied onto him from before Shabbos. Libizog, not with a bell, even though it's stuffed up. Libizulam Shabbat Savari, not with, quote-unquote, a ladder on his neck. Then Luchas, these are boards, Shekushim Sif Savari, that are tied around his neck. Actually, Chachich Makasa, that it shouldn't bite at his wound. And now with the string on his leg, will come in tabas of it. It's like this thick ring. They make out of straw. And they tie into the legs of the animal. That when it has a very narrow steps, so the feet hit each other. And they make this ring that to protect that, you know, one leg is not hitting the other one. And similarly, the chickens cannot go out with the strings. Shekushim Raglim, the simon that they tie into their legs, and there it's for a sign. Liber Tzu Shekushim Raglim, and now with the strap that they tie into their legs, so that they don't break vessels. And the rams cannot go out with the wagons that they put beneath their tails. Shreisimokin, that they do this, that the fatty tail should not be dragging on the ground. And the goats cannot go out with a known piece of wood that they put into their nostrils, that they should sneeze, and that the worms that are in their head should fall out. Neither could the calf go out boil cotton with the small yoke that they put on its neck. And now with the nose ring that they put into the nostril of the calf so that it doesn't nurse. And neither a cow with the piece of leather that they put on its udders, that the bug should not nurse from. Now with a strap between its horns, whether that's for protection, whether that's for beautification. Neither should a kaguat, or ox, with the rope on its neck, because it doesn't need any protection. They're permitted. They rebel very easily. Hagar says Rama, Behema Yitzi Bekamei Mumchal Behema. An animal could go out with a professional amulet that's made for animals. But if it's not professional, Apisha Mumchal Adam, even though it's professional for a human being, that's Bezis, Ben Yeruch, Mechel Gud, and Rambam in Perek Beis. Says Mishburim, Siv Cotton, Nun Beis. In Chamar, Bechulu said a donkey cannot go out, etc. But if a Zog, Bechulu, now with a bell, etc. So Kram Mubala El Besif Aleph, it's already brought previously in the first paragraph, and Aleph, at the end of the 11th paragraph, Ushnoi, and it was repeated over here, Mishum Inach, because of the other cases, the Nishnah called Mishnah Achaz B'Gemara, because they were all taught in one Mishnah and the Gemara, so it quoted them all together, even though we said some of them already. Now with these boards that they tie around his neck that it shouldn't bite his wound. Tam kolelu, the reason of all these cases is levad me'elush in the bar behead yutam, besides for those that were like, explicitly mentioned expressly what the reason is b'shem d'chai salayu, because he cares about these items. Enough, and they fall, Asatur is going to come to carry them. The Shartin Leis Mem Tes says that's from Rashi. So from the Rambam, Perish and Mishnah, it sounds like actually the reason for them is because they consider Masi as a load, because they're unnecessary. Sivkat Nundal, who came in Tabas, Bahulu. So he said that one of the other cases is like a type of a ring, a thick ring that they make that the animal, when it's walking, should not injure itself. Zeh Perish Rashi. But if Perish, and the Riff explains more, but the Kishanivka, Parsa, Sharegal Behema, that when it's the parasa, the foot of the bottom of the foot of the animal breaks open, they tie it with a string, that it should heal. The tash the kamei shayis that it should go back as it was. That's how the Rambam explains it in his Pirish Mishnayis. That's how they wrap that around like a ring on the bottom. Sipkot nun hei, kedesh liyishbru. That they tie into a strap onto the chicken's feet that they don't break any vessels. Because of Chayad Mechayim writes, if they tie them onto their feet, that they cannot run away, then Charlotte's, and then they're allowed to go out with them. Because whatever the norm is to do for their protection, have a look at my malbush, it's like a garment. Says a little bit difficult. From Rashi, it sounds like that the reason why this all is because of my fall and not because of Masa. If that's the case, so it's possible here also you should have to be concerned with it because it might fall and might come to carry it. But from the words of Azaru that we mentioned, that he's lenient when you tie the two legs of an animal that doesn't run away and is not concerned that it can come to fall, so Mela also by a tarn the gullis would have to be the same thing. Sivkot nun vav, his mama cannot go out with this ring that you put in its nose that it shouldn't nurse. The be'agra mashman, the be'agra sounds like the bezeh tam, who here the reason is that becoming massacre is like a load. The dama lechasim shebepiah parsha b'sepirah, but similar to the muzzle in the mouth of the cow, then sefirav the shama tamish a masi, that there also we say the reason is because of a masi. Sivkot nun zayin, and bein imhi l'shima, we said you can't go out with a strap between its horns, whether it's for protection. The zevan etaruzi is a rosal park, because that's excess protection for a cow. Bava masi and difference a load. You can number sabav like we said in the first paragraph. Sivkot nun ches, and the reason is shem etzicha shmir does not need protection. Bava masi and difference a load. Bim tibul abrech. Now if its nature is to run away, then it's barbis sevdal the muta. Then we say it's sevdal permitted. Sivkot nun tes said calves. However, on term, they're permitted. I feel like a chevel korach sviv tzabar, and even if the rope is tied around their neck, the yuchel atavsim achevel, that you could grab a hold of the rope in yibruchu if they run away, can have a sevav, like we said in sevav, siv cotton samach. Rama said that an animal could go with a kameya, avapisha hibuchulu, even though it's, but if it's for a behem, but not if it's mumcha for adam. Nisha adam yesh le mazel, because a person has mazel, but malach hamela to love malin, there's an angel that's defending him from above. Mazal Masayel and his mazal helps him. Shayeloi Kameh, that the Kameh should help. Mashayk Lameh, which is not the case of Mameh, it's only Mokhu Behema that will allow it to go out.
Some of the Dirshu, Dirshu number 17, we said that whether this Chaisim is on its garment, so too, a sign of recognition that they make for a dog on its neck, a dog tag, so that they know the owner is and they don't kill it. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's forbidden to allow a dog to go out with it to the street. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman holds that if it's for the good of the dog to go out to the street, it's also considered a sign that's on it, is made for it as like as a benefit for the dog. And he adds on that even though the shmir that's done through a simon of heker is not a natural protection, it's not really effective only because that's what people made. However, ultimately, it is a protection, and therefore it's like a garment for the dog. And an identifying tag that's made because that the owner shouldn't have to pay for the dog some type of tax or something like that. In such a situation, then it's only for the benefit of the owner. Shlomo Zalman holds it's logical that it's forbidden to allow the dog to go out with it to the street. Dish number 18. We said that since it's a big tzar for the animal, it's actually considered as a masoi, that even though this tying was made for the purposes of protecting the animal, so the Chiddush of Rashi explains that the head to go out with something that's needed for protection is only when the protection is bottled to the guf. It's like part of the body. But something that causes pain, the tying is considered something temporary, which every moment is, you know, you're going to ultimately take it off. And for that reason, it's not considered bottled to the guf. Dish number 19, regarding a blind person that goes with a seeing dog, and a chain is tied onto the neck of the dog, someone holds, it's possible it's forbidden for him to go out with the dog to the street on on Shabbos, because the shvis is behemtai of the animal not doing malachi. The outside that you cannot bring a raya that's permitted to do this from what the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, that's permitted to go out with the halter that's tied to the animal, because since the halter is coming to protect on the animal, which is not the case by the chain, by the leash of a seeing dog, which is only coming to serve the blind person and not to protect the dog, and if it's possible that's actually forbidden. Issue 20, we said that a kameya for a person doesn't necessarily work for an animal. Now, even though regarding a person, the Mishnah writes in Shin Ches that if he goes over to a kameya that's not a mumch, he's not chaybachatz because it's a derech of malbush. If that's the case, by an animal, it should be mutla ketchila, as anything that it gets downgraded one step regarding an animal. Shlomo Zalman explains it's possible it's only a person that believes in the school of the kameya and he wants it, that's considered as the kameya is like a garment, which is not the case by an animal who does not have das and does not want the amulet if it's not a mumcha, and therefore it's considered as a load.